Welcome to the Making Footprints, Not Blueprints podcast. My name is Andrew James Brown and I'm the minister of the Unitarian Church in Cambridge, UK. Knowing that full scope always eludes our grasp, that there is no finality of vision, that we have perceived nothing completely and that, therefore, tomorrow a new walk is a new walk, I hope that, on occasions, you'll find here a helpful liberal, religious and philosophical reflection that encourages you to journey through life, making footprints rather than blueprints. Welcome. Free religion is bowing to each other. A thought following the visit to the Cambridge Unitarian Church of eight monastics from Thich Nhat Hanh's Plum Village community. This week, as minister of the Cambridge Unitarian Church, along with a number of other church members, I was pleased and honoured to welcome into our buildings eight monastics from Thich Nhat Hanh's Plum Village community of engaged Buddhism for 2 days of mindfulness meditation, centred particularly on the theme of healing ourselves and the earth. I could write many things about this, but if you want to know more about Thich Nhat Hanh and Plum Village, I think the best place to go looking is their own website. Or, even better, to speak to the two members of my own community who've been very actively involved in it for many years. If you want a link to Plum Village website, you'll find that in the episode notes or in the transcript. In fact, all the possible links you could want, you'll find in the episode notes and transcript. But here, to accompany a few photos, yeah, you've guessed it, the link is in the episode notes and transcript. To accompany a few photos I took during the course of the event, I want to present three things that relate to why it made sense for me to offer our building for the use of those eight monastics and the 100-plus members of various British-based Plum Village Sanghas who attended over the course of the 2 days. The first is an historical reason. This is because one of the people absolutely key to the founding of the Cambridge Unitarian Church in 1904 was Joseph Essling Carpenter. He was born in 1844 and died in 1920. He was a Unitarian minister and expert in Pali and Sanskrit, who was also a pioneer in the study of comparative religion. Amongst many other things, with T.W. Rees-Davies, he edited the now-standard Pali Texts Society edition of the Mahasatipatthana Sutta, the great discourse on establishing mindfulness, thus making it available for all the translations, precis and adaptions which followed. As some of you will know, one of those was by Thich Nhat Hanh, who, in 1990, published his own take on the text in his book Transformation and Healing. I think that's a lovely and important connection between our two communities, worthy of celebrating and affirming, especially on a couple of days of mindfulness meditation. Secondly, it's worth being mindful of, no pun intended, mindful of the fact that since 2010, this church has incorporated a mindfulness meditation practice into its own worship. And again, thanks to Essling Carpenter's work and personal interests, we have had, and continue today to develop, the now 120-year-old links that exist between Unitarians and another Mahayana Buddhist tradition, namely the Japanese Pure Land Buddhist tradition of Jodo Shinshu Shin Buddhism. Indeed, in just a couple of weeks' time, on Sunday 4th of June 2023, we're being joined by the Reverend Miki Nakura, a New York-based Japanese Jodo Shinshu Shin Buddhist priest. And, after sharing lunch together, from 2 p.m. he will be teaching us Saiza meditation, the type of quiet sitting that became central to many figures in the 20th century Japanese Unitarian movement. Not incidentally, Nakura Sensei has himself a great respect for Thich Nhat Hanh. Should you wish, you can read a piece he recently wrote for the Higashi Honganji USA site called Thich Nhat Hanh's Koan at the link you'll find in the episode notes. And thirdly, the key figure in the Japanese Unitarian movement was Imaoka Shinichiro. And in the last few years, he has become perhaps the central figure in my own religious and philosophical journey as a Unitarian minister, who is seeking viable ways to move into a post-Christian and post-Unitarian way of being in the world. You can read about his life story and some of his own work on the Free Religion page found on my blog. But to conclude here, I'd just like to reproduce the final paragraphs of an address called From Religious Freedom to Free Religion that Imaoka Sensei delivered at the worship service of the National Meeting of the Japan Association for Free Religion on October the 30th, 1983. I cite his words because throughout the two-day visit of the Plum Village monastics, there was much bowing to one another. Now, looking in from the outside, I can see how all this bowing, especially by me as a liberal free religious minister, could be seen as mere external affectation. But that's not the case, or at least that's not been the case for a long time since my encounter with Imaoka Sensei's life and work, and an increasing commitment to and embrace of his basic way of being in the world. As you will read in a moment, for him, free religion is bowing to each other. So here are Imaoka Sensei's words. We Japanese say that to show respect, one should bow. When you borrow something from somebody, you should bow. When you admire something, you should bow. Writing a letter to someone is a kind of bowing. No matter what you do, you should bow while you are doing it. In this way, we bow, and we are bowed too. God did not create the universe where there was nothing. When you go to a religious school, there is the difficult subject of the theory of the one and only God, and they try to prove the existence of God based on this theory. But we are not talking about such a difficult concept, just about bowing when you write a letter and when you look at something. People are very incomplete, but they have the capacity to show mutual respect by bowing to each other. Creative humanity manifesting universal freedom is God. We are trying to build a cooperative society in which we bow to such a God and bow to each other. We do not always act with subjectivity. With self-realization, this universe is God. It is paradise. We become gods and paradise. I think religion must be like this. Free religion is not merely the freedom of religion or religious freedom, and not just getting on with each other. Of course, it is fine to have a religious peace movement, but that alone is not enough. There is something beyond peace. Even with peace, we will have problems. After the peace, there will be conflict. Each new day brings struggle. Therefore, free religion is bowing to each other, joining each other in vigorously promoting the progress without limit of our universe. And that brings us to the end of this edition of the Making Footprints, Not Blueprints podcast. So, farewell for now, and remember, tomorrow a new walk is a new walk. See you on the path.